Alabama's wet winter has obviously aided in soil moisture coming into the spring. But State Forester for USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, Tim Albritton, says it's also delayed some prescribed burning for forest landowners.
Prescribed burning is one of these practices that you have to wait for the right weather. And so it's a little bit out of your control. So if you don't have the right kind of weather conditions, you have to just kind of put this back in the file and wait for the weather to be right. And unfortunately, this winter, we've seemed to have had a real wet winter. That has caused a lot of folks to put off maybe their winter cool season burning that they would do, management burns.
Which brings many landowners looking at growing season burns.
Or some people call it spring burns, but it's prescribed burning during the growing season, usually April, May, and June.
As Albritton notes, there are some unique benefits to growing season burns.
And that is for stands, maybe mature pines or longleaf stands. A lot of times you have a lot of undesirable hardwood competition that begins to grow in the understory. And a winter burn just does not get hot enough to kill back that hardwood competition. But a growing season burn, those trees, those hardwood trees and a lot of undesirable plants that we don't want clogging up the understory of these forests, are susceptible to fire during that growing season. You have a much more effective kill of these undesirable species. So growing season burns have a benefit that they can bring to a landowner.
For more information, consult your local certified prescribed burn manager. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.